night about 400, 400, 500, 600. But before all of that, a very, very important point, a very revolutionary point made by Rav Meir Simcha in the Meshech Chochma. It's in Chumash Shmois, which Parshas Mishpatim, Parsha Chov Gimel, Perek Tezvov. And it's worth going through, and he cites a Yerushalmi, which is at the very beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah. It's worth learning through that Yerushalmi. Lamadnu Yerushalmi Azar. We're not going to belabor how, what his diuk in Yerushalmi was, that you want. It's a Yerushalmi right at the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah. And you'll work through the Yerushalmi to see what his diuk is. But what's the point that he draws from this Yerushalmi? L'madnu Yerushalmi hazeh. The inyan ha-chometz v'yechol kavu al-oideh v'yidazor. Chometz was an integral part of the worship of al-oideh-zor. Asher ha-yemoyer al-ezer rayan kozev, which from their standpoint was symbolic of some intellectual idea, ha-mefira achtas Hashem v'ashkechoso, which was not consistent with monotheism. So this, the Avodah Zarah, was symbolic of one of their major ideas of how each sphere in the world is run independently. L'chein, kasher hivdilon Hashem Yisborach me'avodas geludim b'mitzrayim. When the Rabbi Shalom tells us, Mishchu chulochem, tzayim b'shachatu aposam. And Rashi gives us two interpretations of that parsha, one after the other, not simultaneously. And one interpretation, Rashi tells us, Mishchu yideichem me'avodas zarah. That the Rabbi Shalom demanded of us in Mitzrayim, the schus for our exit visa was Mishchu yideichem me'avodas zarah. So we had to extricate ourselves to some measure from avodas zarah. Fully extricated we weren't, because the Malachim was still able to say, Halolu over the Avodah Zarah, Halolu over the Avodah Zarah. But perhaps, in the words of Yisrael Salanta, we were B'derech Oisei Tshuva already. If we hadn't done Tshuva, but the process had begun. We had undertaken the transition. So, we were still over the Avodah Zarah, but we have a different standing. Perhaps that two shots. L'chein kasher hivdilon Hashem Yisborach me'avod tzitzkelum b'mitzrayim, omar sheyechoyku was chag ha'matzos. So what's the yom that we're going to celebrate? That the yom that we're going to celebrate is chag ha'matzos. L'chein anov yom aliyalu kalmi abum kahani abomos ki yichlu matzos. If they eat matzos, in other words, matzos is the symbol that you're going away from Avodah Zarah. Chometz was symbolic of their notion of Avodah Zarah, so Matzah was in the opposite direction. So it comes with the Korban Pesach, was also, we took the deity of Mitzrayim, and we slaughtered it. So it was also a bittul of the Avodah Zarah. And the Matzah was a bittul of the Avodah Zarah.
Why are we only Matzah
all year
round?
Pesach is the time of the celebration of our taking the step away from it. L'chein, but there is a reflection of it the whole year, we'll see in a moment. L'chein, what he's concerned with here we find is Chag HaMatzos Tishmor Kasher Tzivi Sicha, as I have commanded you. L'chein, Acharei HaDibreis Asher Hoye V'mayla Roma, when we heard the Rabbeinu Shalom in Tone Anochi and Lo Yiyah, we were as far removed from Avodah Zarah as the human being could be. We were removed mikol musogi Avodah Zarah. It's Omer Pei V'Pasha Tochol Matzos Kasher Tzivi Sicha. Perish Rak Kmitzvos Hazikar. This is a commemorative Kasher Tzivi Sicha. Because right now we didn't need protection from Avodah Zarah directly through the process of the Matzah, because we were as far removed as the human being could be from Avodah Zarah. But not in the fashion that we ate it in Mitzrayim, which was the process of separating ourselves from Avodah Zarah. This is all before Chetah Eva. That's in Parshas Mishpot, Kasher Tzibisicha. Aval Achar HaEgel, Shechozu L'Hamusogos, Asher Nishrash Behem B'Yosam, B'Ker of Goy, Oyver Eitz V'Evim. We returned, in fact, to the ideals which we had assimilated in Mitzrayim, living in a society which deified our Avodah Zarah. So there we find Shivas Yomim Tochal Matzos Asher Tzivisicha, not Asher Tzivisicha, Asher Tzivisicha. But Oiso HaMechuvin Mamash, exactly as it was in Mitzrayim. It's not a commemorative Kasher Tzivisicha like I once commanded you. It's Asher Tzivisicha. This is the same commandment as you had in Mitzrayim. But Oiso HaMechuvin Mamash, Shoyev Eis Tzivisicha. Well, at the moment that I commanded you, Mitzrayim, Shayisa Os Toya B'Avodah Zarah, we were confused with Avodah Zarah. Oil Archikecha Mechukei Avodah Zarah. And this was the means of separating us from Avodah Zarah. L'Avdilechom and Atoya. And to push us away from those that were in error. So here in Parshas Mishpotem, Rabbi Yisimcha says, Ka'asher Zivisich. It's commemorative. We were flying so high. Right after Har Sinai, we were totally removed from Avodah Zarah. So now we'll eat matzahs. It's a commemorative year that we use this in Mitzrayim as a means of separating from Avodah Zarah. By the time we come to Parshas Kisisa, that's after the Chetah Eidol, here it says, Asher Tzivisicha. It's back to the initial commandment in Mitzrayim, Asher Tzivisicha, that you need this as a step to separate yourself from Avodah Zarah. So the process of matzah, Rameya Simcha tells us, is the process of separating from Avodah Zarah. So it's interesting that in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, we have a pasuk, Yichol Sa'or V'chol Dvash Lo Sartiru B'Menu Isha L'Hashem, that fruits and their extracts cannot be used under Mizbeach. And similarly, Yichol Sa'or. Chometz is not Nikrav under Mizbeach. I don't have chametz on the mizbeach. We have chametz attached to certain karbonos, but it's not the shtei alechem, but the shtei alechem are not nikrav. The kvosim are nikrav, not the shtei alechem. So why is that? So the Ramban quotes the Rambam. The Rambam, Sefer HaMeira, in the Moreh Nevuchim, where the Rambam says, why do we stay away from fruits and chametz? Because this was the derech, the matter of the oydei avodah zarah. This was an integral part of their avodah, dovetailing exactly with Rav Meir Simcha cites from Yerushalmi, that chametz was part and parcel of the avodah of the avodah zarah, and it wasn't just incidentally. So Rav Meir Simcha tells us it was represented an idea, an intellectual thought. It was symbolic of an intellectual thought, which looked at the world as having many, many centers of power in the heavens, not one unified source. So we have a reflection every day, Yossi. In the Beis HaMikdash, it's called Sor V'chol Dvash Lo Saktinim and Erev Yishal. So when we walk into the Mikdash, the Rosh Hashanah marches for the Derech HaVodah Zarah the entire year. Now from this we come to a very fascinating thing. Of all these Surim in the Torah, there are very few, there are some, but there are very few that are osa b'hano. Osa b'cholim is osa b'hano. Most of these surim in the Torah that we can't eat are osa b'achila muta b'hano. There's a very small number that are osa b'hano. But there's something which we don't find at all by any of these surah achila. That we can't keep them in our possession, that we don't find any such thing. The Tosis is rather troubled by this, the first Tosis in Masechet Pesachim, why this is true. Yom Kippur, I'm not allowed to eat. There's Issa Koris to eat on Yom Kippur. And I don't have to take all my food and sell it to a goy and get it out of the house. If I stegoyt to left a chazer in my house, a chazer sandwich, I don't have to throw it out. I have to burn it. If I'm a nozer, I don't have to throw the wine out of my house. So this episode, all of a sudden here, Tosis, mitches. That when it comes to chametz, then we have to get rid of it. So Tosis comes to an idea, which is fine, it's a beautiful idea. Doesn't need my endorsement, but one that, in other words, one that we can readily understand. That's what I mean, fine, and that if it's readily related to. That the problem with chametz is that we eat chametz the whole year. On Yom Kippur, I don't eat at all. And treif, I don't eat the whole year. So if I have something treif, my guard is up. But the notion of eating is chametz, is casual. So if we had chametz lying around, Taisva says, we might come to eat the chametz on Pesach. Let me just picture for a moment the din d'oraisa. What the din d'oraisa is, minus bayiro bayimotze, for a moment. If we wouldn't have bayiro bayimotze, so I could put the matzahs here, and here we'll have the seder. On the other end of the table, we'll have two challahs packed up. So when Pesach ends, I'll have the Lech HaMishnah ready to go. Good, especially good if Pesach ends on Thursday. You know, we'll have the challahs already, all packed up. Waiting, the table will be set. We'll just throw off the Pesach tablecloth, and we'll go back. We'll have the challah board, the raif, the challahs will be sitting there. And that's it, the Kiddush cup, and we'll be ready for Shabbos. Without Bayiro, Bayimotze. And even with Bayiro, Bayimotze, if I sold it to a guy, I could still leave it on the table. But Rabbanan came along and said, even if you sold it to a non-Jew, you have to build a machitza, partition yourself, keep yourself away from it. From the standpoint of Ramea Simcha, we see a totally new dimension in all of this. Where do we find parallels? What's also b'hano, and I'm not allowed to keep in my rishus? Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah. Shakei t'shakten b'sayim t'savenu b'cheiramu. You have to get rid of it. Chuyim, you're not allowed to keep. Avodah Zarah and rishus. Chometz is the exact parallel. In fact, it's interesting. The din bittul, if one studies the Ramban, the din bittul parallels the din. Where do we have bittul besides by chametz? By way of zohar. It's the only other place we have bittul. I can't be mevatel anything else. It doesn't help. The one thing the bittul helps is by way of zohar. I decide I'm not going to worship this thing anymore. It's insignificant. At least bittul, by way of zohar, shall yisrael, it really doesn't help. But by way of zohar, the akum is a din of bittul.
And then.
Yeah, if a guy is mevatel his avodah zarah, takes his avodah zarah and throws it out, that's mutar b'hano, we're allowed to use it. No, it's no, it's mutar, it's ois avodah zarah. Chametz, we also have this idea. So the notion that chametz was associated with avodah zarah is a very central one that touches a lot of bases. In a lot of bases in understanding Pesach.
It's not just like the typical chametz that's rises and it's about Gaiva, that's worshiping ourselves.
Not,
but this is really,
I'm
really
not,
at the service.
I'm not into tonight talking about that those machshava ideas.
Right, this is different. This is they would some have some practice that this represents polytheism.
Yes,
right?
yes. This is hardcore Avodah Zarah, not, you know. So, this is very, very simple. It could also be that perhaps, according to this, we can enter the Ramban's Kasha as well. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo wonders why we have so many mitzvahs to celebrate Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. I think the count is there's some 50-some-odd mitzvahs. 50-some-odd mitzvahs. 1/12 of all the mitzvahs are Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim. So, if we understand that in the process of Tzias Mitzrayim was the separation from Avodah Zarah, then we understand why it's so prominent and so significant. Avodah Zarah, until the end of the first bias, was a constant. We couldn't shake loose from it. We have the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, who was Rav Ashi came to Menashe. Rav Ashi came to Rav Ashi in a dream. And he asked him, it was a shayla, and it was brachos, he couldn't answer, or asked him a shayla, couldn't answer him. So he told him, look, he says, you don't even know Pasha Dahalokas, and you're ranking me out. And then he told him, if you'd lived at my time, he says, you would have grabbed onto my coattails, I should drag you along to that way to Zohar with you. You know. We don't understand the pull of Avodah Zarah. And it's a constant throughout the whole of Yom Rishayim, the Yom Achrayim. Avodah Zarah is a constant. So we needed a constant reminder of Zecha Letzias Mitzrayim to protect us from Avodah Zarah. So this is the Inyan of Pesach, in its larger sense. And it goes then to the chometz and the matzah goes to the very heart of the chag. It's not something incidental. It's to the very heart of the chag. Throughout the chumash, we find that there were a number of issues related to the Hashgacha Pratis, to the Rebbeinu's connection with the world. And we found with the different makas, there are different Lashonas, and they are Hashem Bekerav Haaretz. He show us the Hashgacha Pratis, the Rebbeinu Shimon that is in charge of the Hashgacha Pratis. Hashem Shemifol Hirsch that solve traces, the different stages of the makas. So all of this was, Pesach was the process by which we saw the Rebbeinu Shalom in the world. The Rebbeinu Shalom is it. So matzah, according to Ramea Simcha, is exactly, it's not incidental to that. It's exactly tied to the theme of the Chag. So, it's a different perspective on what this Chag is. It's a different, a totally different perspective. And perhaps that's the reason that the special regish, the something about Pesach, which is otherworldly. It's not the typical religious experience, even for us as Jews. There's almost a mystical quality to what Pesach is. And it's palpable. All the things and observances that strike people, Pesach Seder is most striking of all. It creates such a bond between a person and the others, the people that haven't come to a Seder in 50, 60 years, but they, from their childhood, they certainly get still reverberates. They come back to the Seder 60 years later. But there was distant reverberations of the childhood and in the headstone. It's that quality that touched the centrality of what Klal Yisrael is. Bonim atem l'Hashem alokeichem. In the what sense of the closeness to the Rebbeinu Shalom, the realization of the Rebbeinu Shalom's presence in this world. And that's ultimately what we celebrate on Pesach. And somehow, as I say, it's even hard to put exactly a finger on why it is there, but somehow, in the entire Chavayan, the entire experience of the Seder, we managed to bottle it. We've captured it. And it goes midor ledor. It's a wondrous thing. Every one of us could think back, you know, to our own childhood, our earliest experiences at the Seder. You know, parents, those who were to be at Storm, and grandparents, but they're very vivid memories. Very vivid. So that's what we come to celebrate at this time of the year. And if we see that the Balei Machshava are right, in Pesach it's obvious. The Balei Machshava say that the theme which drives the Chag, we can experience each time the Chag comes. And in Pesach, there's no denying that as a fact. One doesn't have to be a good idea to realize it. Connect with it. So let's take a look a little bit at the halachas. We looked at the framework of the halachas, and the framework of the halachas is important. If we understand the framework, the kiyum of the dinim is a different kiyum. It's Yosheber Salavechik, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, used to say, do you want to understand Yomtov? You can't understand. If you don't understand Mitoich, and you don't understand, you know, the issues of Kedusha Achas and Shtei Kedushas, then you can't understand what Yomtov is. In the essence of the Halacha lies all the Hashkofas, as everything that it's about. When we understand the framework, there's a whole different, the Bittul Chometz is different, the Bir Chometz is different, the Bnikas Chometz is different. It's a whole different mitzvahs. It speaks, it's not dry and technical. It speaks to a much larger, realization of what we're celebrating. Now it's interesting, the Torah writes, Tashbisu ach bayom arishon tashbisu sa'om ubotech. By Yom HaRishon, we have to eliminate chametz from our rishus. The more darshans, by Yom HaRishon in this sense, means Erev Yontov. It couldn't mean in the midst of Yontov, because it says that we shouldn't have chametz for all 7 days. It doesn't mean in the midst of the first day. The Gemara concludes that it means by Yom HaRishon is Erev Pesach. And it's interesting that Erev Pesach in the Torah is called by Yom HaRishon means it's actually the first day that we celebrate Pesach. There's the Yisr Chometz takes hold, the Shechitas Pesachim is there, the Sishchad Al Chometz Dam Zivchi. So we celebrate Pesach, the celebration actually begins on Erev Pesach. Now I thought in Pashtus, the Mechilta has another derech in this, but in Pashtus I thought, if you pshuto shamikro, why is it that it says we celebrate 7 days at Yom HaEchad ve'esrim to the 21st of Nisan? The Mechilta has a derech in this, a drash from this. But I thought in Pashtus, Hakro, it's very simple. I mean, what's the problem? We start on the 15th, you don't have to go to too many years of school to know that if 7 days starting from the 15th ends in the 21st. And the Torah does not see fit to tell me that the Sukkot ends when they end the Sukkot, or when they end the Shavuot. They figure we can count to one or we can count to seven. It's not too difficult for us to do. You know. So why is it all of a sudden on Pesach says Ayom Echad Be'esrim from the 21st of Nisan? As I said, the Mechilta has a derech in this. But a derech HaPshat, I thought that the Pshat is very simply. Because by Yom HaRishon has two meanings. There's by Yom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh of the first day of Yontif, and there's Ach by Yom HaRishon of Erev Yontif. So when we say 7 days, where do we count from? It's two by Yom HaRishons. So now it's not so clear anymore what the count is. So here the Torah had to tell me Ad Yom HaEchad Ve'esrim that the 21st day is the last day of the Chag. It doesn't end on the 20th. We begin the celebration Ach Bayom HaRishon on Erev Pesach. It's interesting, if you look at the whole Masechta Pesachim, the whole Masechta Pesachim is 1 day's Avodah, that's it. And in chronological order, basically. It starts with the night of Arba Asa, Erla Arba Asa, And then it deals, when does the Yisur Chometz come? Is Arbosu itself? So we do a Kol Shor, we do with the Yisur Chometz. And that, then we come to five Prokem, what have to do, which to do with the Korban Pesach, because that takes place, that's Shig Shochten Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So the first day of his Erev Pesach by Chatzos, what happened? Then after Chatzos cuts in the Korban Pesach.
Yeah.
And then we come to the Seder night. So we start with, right, Samach L'Chasheicha, then we go to Chasheicha, etc. So the whole Masechta Pesachim is a tour of one day in the life of a Jew. One very special day. But one day, the whole thing is one day. One day is away. It's more than one day is away. So we have Tashbisu Sa'ir Mibotech. We should remove Chametz from our Rishus. It's interesting, according to the Minchas Chinuch, says, there's a machloik, it's really Rashi and Tosfos, what is this man with the Raisa for Tashbisu Sa'ir Mibotech? So Rashi says it's at the end of the sixth hour, as we're approaching Chatzos. And Tosa says it's at the beginning of the seventh hour, as soon as Chatzos comes. So he wants to offer the following insight, the Menchas Chinuch, and tell us the question is, what is the mitzvah of Tashbisu Sa'ir Mibotech? Is Tashbisu Sa'ir Mibotech, and that I should arrive at noon on Erev Pesach, not owning Chametz? That's the mitzvah. How I got there doesn't make a difference. If I know what I do, kishuf, and I did kishuf, and I don't have it, whatever, however I did it. I turned my cat loose, and I ate up all the chametz. I didn't buy chametz starting from last year. Yeah, I decided, you know, too hard to clean for Pesach. So I have a new halach. When Pesach ends, I'm not eating chametz anymore. Finished, come on. No more chametz, you know. Maybe I'll let some kidneys into the house, you know. And that's it. We'll eat egg matzahs for the Lecha Mishnah the whole year and finish. No more chametz. So next year, when Erev Pesach comes, I don't have to clean. I don't bring in any chametz the whole year. That's it. Chametz, that's it. We'll have our security man by the door. If you have chametz, you can't come in the house. That's it. No chametz allowed. The schnapps will be Pesach, take a schnapps.
Can you eat chametz outside the house?
Outside the house, yeah. You can have, a mitzvah on the porch Friday night, you know. That's it. Like, you know, Shabbos Erev Pesach. Not a bad idea, no? That's it. Come in next year. I won't have any problems with chametz. No chametz. Chametz is banned. They have a security man. That's it. You can't bring chametz. Schnapps. Only Pesach take a schnapps to the ass. That's it. So according to Rashi, that's it. I fulfilled the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Tashbisu means I should arrive at noon on Erev Pesach, and I don't have chametz here. How I got rid of it is not relevant. The Tashbisu is the end result. Noon strikes. Gone. The clock strikes 12. Chatzos Erev Pesach, and I have no chametz. That's the mitzvah. That's the Tashbisu Sa'ir Mibotech. However, I arrive at that point is not particularly relevant. Tosfos, he says, learns that Tashbisu Sa'ir Mibotech is a proactive issue. I have to burn. I have to destroy chametz. I have to take a piece of chametz and burn it up. The burner get the chametz out of my rishus proactively. And that's why Tosfos says, when does the mitzvah begin? At Chatzos. Now it's the time you're not allowed to have chametz. So now burn the chametz. Not allowed to have it. So roll up your sleeves and burn chametz now. Get rid of it.
That's the seventh hour too late.
Right? No, it's at the beginning, right at the beginning of the seventh hour. The clock strikes noon, so strike the match, and that's it. Begin the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. Now's the time to get rid of chametz. It's not to arrive at chatzos chametzless. It's when chatzos comes. Now it's that's it. The time to give a clock on the bima. Time to get rid of the chametz. I'll run to get rid of the chametz now. But I have to. It's a proactive process, according to Tosfos. Now, what is the roots? This is problematic. Now, the Torah only says Tashbisu Sa'ir Mibotech. So, what does Tashbisu imply? What does it imply? So, on one end, it would imply beer chametz. Destroy chametz. That certainly would be implied in Tashbisu. Others want to say that Tashbisu, that Rashi says, it's interesting. Tosis, when he quotes Rashi, says, Tashbosa believe, Hashbosa believe, Hashbosa is in the leiv. That bitl, according to Rashi, bitl is the deraisa. Hashbosa is believe. It seems to imply maybe that Tashbisu, or burning chametz, is not. So Rabbi Yimei Shlomo points out that in our Rashi we have Hashbosa B'leiv, he, one more word, Hashbosa, which could be interpreted to mean that it's also a means of being Mashbis Chametz, not the only means of being Mashbis Chametz. There's the physical means of being Mashbis Chametz, I burn it up, throw it out, throw it into the Amagon, Fazer Zer the Ruach, grind it up in pieces and pitch it into the wind. Or there's another way, Bittl. It's another way to get rid of chametz, according to Rashi. Right? So Rashi, because Rashi writes in the Mishnah, Orla Ba'asa, Ba'ikinus HaChametz, Loran Er. So Rashi says, what's to be the dikah? Lo Yavu Ba'yiro Ba'yimotzim. The dikah said that I shouldn't be over Ba'yiro Ba'yimotzim, implying that there's a derisive dikah din to it, to the din b'dikas chametz. So Tosis is of the view that Bedikas Chometz is only Midrabbanan. It means a number of proofs. So the Ran wants to say that Midraisa, either one suffices. That's why Tosis' proofs are not conclusive according to Rashi. You could use Bedika if you use Bittel instead, so the Bedika would be rendered Midrabbanan. But if you didn't use Bittel, then Bedika would be Minatar. Now it really makes a very big difference to know if Bedika is Minatar or not. Because I have a Shaila, and the Rishonim really touched this, this divided view that I see at this point. Suppose, if we'll say, according to Tosis, that Bedikas Chometz has no deraisa dikarut. But, all about the mitzvah? The mitzvah is not to have Chometz in Marishus. Okay. I don't like Bittl. I don't believe in Bittl. It's not, you know, I don't know, I'm afraid I won't do Bittl the right way, I won't have the right kavonis, I won't be mevatel, so I can't put my faith in Bittl. I'm not so off. Yerushalmi says, it's quoted in Siman Tov Mem Ches in the Shulchan Aruch, that if I did Bittl Chometz, and I didn't do any other means of getting rid of the Chometz, that after Pesach, the Chometz is Osir Bano. I did Bittl. But it seems that since Bittl is not such a clear-cut process, you know, one person is Ayira Tzadik, and he's Mevatel the Chometz, and the other person is far from such a saint. You know, he mouths the words, but if he sees up as the guy coming to take his bottle of scotch away on Pesach, his heart falls out. So how much was he mevatled? You know, he wasn't mevatled anything. It's not a question of a nusach. It's a question of bittl.
Where is bittl?
We'll come back to what bittl is. We're not up to that yet. We'll get there. So I don't want to rely upon Bittl. I'm not such a holy Jew that I want to rely upon Bittl. Okay, so I forget Bittl. I'm not going to bother with Bittl because I'm not holy enough to be Bittl. So what am I going to do? So I'm going to do Bittl Chometz. I'm going to get all the Chometz out of my Rishus. Tashbis. Good. But how do I know what a Chometz is? Well, okay. I'll go search through my house and I'll find all the Chometz. I went around my house and I found all the Chometz. And I burned all the Chometz up on Erev Pesach. With only one little problem. I missed a slice of bread under the couch. But other than that, I did well. Everything else is cleaned out, but there's a whole slice of bread, roi l'achila, you can put it in the toaster and eat it for breakfast. Under the couch. Now, where do I stand? Can I say to the Rabbi Shalom, well, listen, I'm the Rahmana Patrai. I went, I looked. I did an honest job. So that's it, I fulfilled it in. In fact, I have chametz on my eyes. That's one way of looking at it. There's another way to look at it, though. The other way to look at it is, the Rebbe Shalom says, listen, what did I tell you to do? If chametz that you don't know where it is, you can't just throw out, I told you to do bittl. That's what I told you to do. I didn't tell you to do bedikah. Who decided to do bedikah? You are ridden with anxiety that you're not going to do bittl chametz at all, so you decided, no, I'm not doing bittl chametz at all. So I went around and I decided I'm going to search. So that who created that? You created that, the Rebbeinu Shlom says. So you created it, and you failed. So what do you want from me? Well, you know, Amos, I told you to do bittl. Did you do bittl? No. So who says you're off the hook? To me, it's a shaylan rishaylan, lidaiti, what the resolution of this issue is. Whether this is a good excuse that I'm an oinus or not. But according to Tosis, the Bedikas Chometz is purely Midrabban. What's the root of the Bedikas Chometz according to Tosis? Tosis, as we mentioned before. Shalayobu la'ochlo. If I'll just do Bittl Chometz, I can have chametz all over the house. Chametz in the refrigerator, chametz in the closets, chametz on the table too. But what's the likelihood if I try to celebrate Yom Tov like that, then I'm going to manage to get by without being nichshol? How many shaylos do we have now in Pesach, after all our efforts to get all the chametz out and to hide it away and lock it up, but we still have shaylos galore, we can't get potter. You know, from the simple ones, you know, there's a person that called me up that they use their food processor, the chametz sticker bowl of the food processor to make all the food for the last days of Yom Tov. Baruch Hashem was actually mutter after a review of everything that they made and what they did. But can it? What? What?
It's not chametz.
Well, it depends. If they had onions in there, that would have been said over harif. That's a whole problem already. Then it would be chametz.
What's chametz?
Well, you never put chametz stick ingredients in with the potato kugel during the year, right?
I didn't say that.
So if you cook with a chametz stick, a knife, and onion, the knife is chametz. The onion is chametz. Yeah. Why is chametz? According to the Chassam Sofer, it's chametz deraisa. According to the Chassam Sofer, yeah. What? Yeah, and it's a double harif. Yeah. That's what the Chassam Sofer writes. A double harif, the ain't no ben yoimer that you cook with it, is an isa deraisa, the Chassam Sofer writes. So, you know, to the lady that called me up, much to her horror, she discovered on the first day of Yom Tov that all the fish she was cooking for the first day's Yom Tov, for the Seder and all for that, was chametz tikka gefilte fish. Duly delivered to her in a Pesach order. So with all our efforts, how many shaylos do we have? Imagine if we didn't do all this effort, and the chametz was all over the place, and the chametz tikka kelim were all over the place, how we would look? So Chazal said, "Shelo yovel le'ochlo." Tosfos says, "We should not come to eat chametz on Pesach." So we have to search. The Rabbanim obligated us to search for chametz and clean out as much as we can. So, the Achronim write, "We have to lock away the chametz to kekela. We shouldn't have them out. So no mistake should happen. That we should take one of them by mistake."
According to Rashi, Tashbisu was either bittel or bedigo.
Yes.
And according to Tosis?
It's
Midoraisa.
Midoraisa is bittel, or if you know about the chametz, you can burn it up. If you know about the chametz. Chametz that you don't know where it is, you do bittel on, that's all. It's the only deraisa that means of getting rid of it. According to Tosis. Now, what is bittel chametz? What is this strange thing? Bittel chametz.
Yeah.
Strange idea.
I don't want it.
Bittel chametz. You know, the police came and they knocked on a guy's door. And they said, "Listen, you have heroin in the house." He says, "All of a sudden, I'm all right. Yeah, here's a tape recording. I did bittel last night on it, you know. All the heroin that's in my rishus, I went for bottle it. I have a guy, half took off for the hour." So that's all. So it's no problem. It's bottle. It's not going to help him too much. The sergeant's going to take him in. So what did it chat? The Abishta said not to have chametz. You know the Maisa with Rav Levi Yitzchak from Berditchev. Rav Levi Yitzchak, they came the first night of Pesach Teshuv. So Rav Levi Yitzchak called them, went up in the Bima, and he said, "Rabbi Yisai, I need a very big favor from you. I have to have a loaf of chametz. So I want you to go and search the shtetl up and down wherever you got to bring me back a loaf of chametz." Okay, listen, I know what the Rebbe wanted. What in the world? The night of Pesach, the Rebbe wants a loaf of chametz. So that's it. They said, "We can't start Marv until you go." So they went an hour and a half, 2 hours later, they all came back. The Rebbe, by none of it. It's impossible. We offer any price for it. You can't buy a crumb of bread. Forget a loaf of bread in this shtetl. Forget about it. So the B'ditch of a Rebbe went up on the beam and he said, "Rebbeinu Shalom. The Tsar banned the sale of tobacco because he wants to collect tax on it. And he has thousands of policemen and soldiers enforcing the law. And yet, Like today with the drug laws, he says there's not a shtetl in all of Russia that you can't buy smuggled tobacco. Rabbeinu Shalaylah, he said, you told us about Yerola for chometz, that we shouldn't have chometz on Pesach. You didn't put out one policeman. You didn't put out one soldier. And for all the money we want to pay, we can't find a morsel of chometz in the whole shtetl. Rabbeinu Shalaylah, tell me this is not an amkodesh. But what's in that bittul chometz? What is it? So, the Amdamis is, this is also a machlokes rishonim. Whether Tosfos learned that bittul chometz is hefker. Hefker. I renounce ownership. So, there are a number of issues involved with this. Number one is the shita of the Tanoim that says that you can't make something hefker unless you have three people present. So how do we make bittul chometz with no one around? And then there's another issue, there's a Tana that says that bittul only is of consequence once it reached someone else's reshus. Hefker. But kol zman it didn't reach someone else's reshus, then how does it work? So these are the issues. So Tosfos says in the first issue that they were that the fact that you need three is a dinder abonim. And midiraisa, one is a person can be mafka something on his own. So that's the, so for the chometz for Pesach, it was soymach on the dinderaisa, the gavad mitzvah. It's not the only place we find this. We find that, if I want to buy metaltalin, how do I buy metaltalin in a Torah? It's a machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish. But if we learn, like the Shitas, that when I turn to Mois Kainis, when I buy from a Jew, a Tautlin, Kesev is a king. Except, along came the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon said, no, doesn't work that way. You can't have Mois Kainis. Why not? Because there are too many scam artists. You know, a guy came, he put down $10,000 to a guy in the Hunts Point market to buy, you know, a huge amount, a truckload of apples. A trailer load of apples. Okay, he's going to come tomorrow morning to pick it up. Comes tomorrow morning. And the warehouse guy says, listen, I'm sorry, Jack. A little bad news, but you know, I put all of your apples in one of the bins in the warehouse last night. There was an electrical fire and all your apples burned up. So, that's it. What could he do? It was his apples. They burned up. So, he had responsibility. So, Rabbanon put an end to this. Rabbanon said, no. Until you actually physically take possession, they are in the possession of the seller. So if he comes and he says, Jack, your apple's burned up, he'll tell them, listen, Tom, your apple's burned up, not mine. So now we find, it's in a number of places, it's discussed in Yerodeya, but I think it's more Kufitzadik test, if I recall. And it's discussed, Shach discusses it in Nukos Chala. And we have a reverberation of this din in Nukhas Chanukah too. And that is, we find in Nukhas Chanukah, let's deal with the most common manifestation, that if I'm a guest in someone else's house, so I don't have to light the menorah myself, all I need is to acquire a share in his oil. So how do I acquire a share in the oil? It says, Mishtata Paprita, give him some money. So what's money going to help? Moses is not kindness. So what does it help that I give him money? So here we have the principle, which is articulated by the Shach and Nukhas Chala, and as I said in Chayshim Mishpah, we find it too. When it comes to a Dvar Mitzvah, it's Ukmei HaDeraisa. There was Samech HaDeraisa, they removed the rabbinic decrees, which were obstacles to fulfilling the din. So similarly here, we did make a din that you need three people to make something hefker. That's true. But we removed that din vis-a-vis the issue of Bedikas chametz, I mean little chametz. I mean, what are you going to do if a guy lives by himself in some shtetl someplace? He has no family, he's by himself. So what's he going to do now? He wants to do bittul chametz. How's he going to do bittul? He can't call it a hole. What's he going to do? Yeah, import people from some other town so he can do bittul chametz on Erev Pesach. So they had to be looking at dinner to facilitate doing bittul chametz. That's one shot in bittul chametz. The Ramban suggests a second avenue of approach, and that is, bittul means like bittul of avodah zara. It's insignificant. It has no consequence to it. How does that? What?
Isn't it just a mental process?
Well, according to Tosis, it's not a mental process. It's a kinyan. It's a kinyan. It's a hakno. According to the approach of the Ramban, it could very well be that it's an issue of it's a mental process. It's belayed. The issue is belayed, yeah? Meaning to say, so what does it help? What's the process? And how does the process help? So I decide that this chometz is of no significance to me. Therefore, so what?
Yeah.
So how does that resolve the problem? So it's not important to me. Good. I can have five things in my wallet which are unimportant to me too, but right now I own them. So what's the pshat? So they say the pshat is like this. The Gemara says in Psachim Davov that shnei dvarim enam reshusa shel adam va'asor makosuf kiloyim reshusa. There are two things which I don't own. Yeah, Jennifer is right. That I don't own, but yet I am held accountable as if I own them. I go out, you know, I happen to like Diggers and Lotus. I like Diggers and Lotus. So I'm going to go tonight in Main Street. I'm telling everybody here you should know. And I'm going to dig a huge ditch, 35 feet by 35 feet. And that's it. And then I'll put the digger and loader back. And that's it. Whatever happens tomorrow happens. So a few cars, a few buses and trucks will fall in. I'll put up a sign, you know. In fact, I'll take credit that this is my hole. I dug the hole. So they'll come to me. And they want me to pay. So I'll say, listen, one second. Who owns the streets of New York? You go down to City Hall. I didn't find Herschel Walter's name as a deed on any of the streets of the city of New York. You want? Listen, Michael Bloomberg, go ask him. You know, he's the mayor. It's his problem. The city owns them, you know. They have a corporation council. Go see them. What do you want from me? So they'll do. So the Torah said, it's not an excuse. If you dig a hole in the street, as I saw Makosuf Gila in Bershusa, I am as responsible for it as if I owned the land. Now, similarly, Chometz on Erech Pesach after Chatzos is Osir Bahano. So it should be ownerless. So how can I be over by your or by your motzer? As soon as Chatzos comes, in fact, most Rishonim hold Yisra by your or by your motzer is at night. It doesn't start Erech Pesach. I think that if you do want to learn the Rambam, perhaps that it starts Erech Pesach. The classical pshat is it starts Pesach night. So how can I be over by your or by your motzer? I don't own the chametz, not my chametz. If the guy, am I violating Vayiro Vayimotzi for a guy's chametz? No, so if I don't own this chametz, ownerless chametz, so why should I violate Vayiro Vayimotzi? Does it have to do with me? I don't own it.
Why don't I own it? Because it's valueless?
No, yeah, because it's also Vano. So what's also Vano? I don't know. It's ownerless. You can't own. You don't own Isuriano. There's no violence on Isuriano. So why should it be mine? Why is it mine? So they also are so makosuf kilohem b'reshusa. The Torah considered it as if it's mine in terms of being violating the din. So the Rishonim say that's as long as I want that chametz. But if before this marisa comes, I declare the fact that I'm not interested in having this chametz, it doesn't mean a thing to me. So that the sole reason that I would violate it is I saw makosuf kilohem b'reshusa. The Torah is if it more puts it back into my reshus. If I don't want it, it's not going to put it back into my reshus. So this is the other avenue that we use for bittul chametz. Now in our text, we write the bottle, a heavy hefker ka'afrodar. We have a hybrid. We don't say the bottle ka'afrodar, we don't say heavy hefker. The bottle will have a hefker ka'afrodar. So what we are alluding to, in fact, is that there are two methodologies of bittul in Rishon. Whether it's hefker, or whether it's declaring its insignificance. So we make a hybrid text which includes both approaches. Yes?
But Rob, if Hefker requires that you do it in front of three people, what does it help?
So like I said, Tosis already said that the derisa the kedin of Hefker, you don't need three people. So they allowed us to do it even in my own presence with no one else around. So that's why we have a hybrid in terms of what the bittul chametz is. So we add, again, the notion of chametz is tied to avodah zara. the notion that that would be consistent with an Isur Hanor and Vayiro, Vayimotzi, paralleling Avodah Zarah, which there's an Isur Hanor and you're not allowed to own. We talked about notions of Bedikas Chametz, whether it's a Deraisa Dikadin or not, or Darabonan Dikadin. So Darabonan Dikadin Tosfos says it's to keep me away from Chametz. We discussed two approaches to Bittul Chametz. Whether Bittul Chametz is renouncing my ownership of the Chametz, or renouncing my interest in the Chametz. Now that's insignificant. I have no interest in the Chametz. So these are the basics of the first celebration of Pesach. The first mitzvah of Pesach is the Bedikas Chametz. Good night, fellas. Thank you.